goes the horn sound. The red-clad Kings West Warriors head back out to midcourt. They'll receive the ball to check it in. Down only 8 points, which is actually pretty good as they had a rough first quarter. That second quarter allowed them to claw back into this ball game, but they're going to have to execute fundamentals as you'd expect at the semis here at the B-State Tournament. Adam Schildmeier, Stan Moore, Jesse Reeves, Eric Bright, and John Landsman check in, and right off the bat, after moving the ball around, Reeves tests his three-range possibility. Did pretty well in the first half. And here comes the Knights. Sean Tudor with the ball right now against John Landsman in front of Coach Dean Wagoner for the team from District 5. Goes for Derek Vandegraaff, has been doing pretty darn well. And a foul down low. Kings West now. Schildmeier with his second personal foul in the game. Only 2 points down low. Jordan Gack can't get. And Reeves pulls it down. Gack with it, trying to slow Reeves down. And Reeves trying to get to Schildmeier will have it intercepted. Quickly, and his shoot up the court. They'll put it in. And now it's a 10-point lead for the Knights. The first to score out of the half, as they were out of the dressing room to start things off in the ballgame. 25-15, 10-point lead for the Knights. Reeves, the right-hand side, gets it for Moore. Moore back, lands on the high post, free throw line. Yo-yo, one dribble, Reeves back, swings it left in the corner outside the arc for Schildmeier. Adam, the stand, the jet, the cross court to Schildmeier, and Moore looks. But the defense is there with Derek Vandegraaff leaping high. Long-range shot by Schildmeier. Rebound by Jordan Hack, and he had five in the first period. So this guy knows how to rebound as well as how to score just under 15 points per game. It's Chad Den Boer. You got to watch out, and that's number 31 with the ball right now. And it's Jordan Hack to put it away. That's number 31, Chad Den Boer, takes up residence at the top of that zone defense. 2-3. Eric Bright, top of the arc. The right elbow, excuse me. Schildmeier takes a shot. Stan Moore drives the lane and soft one in. Good job by Stan Moore. Senior guard, 5'10", averaging 8.4 points a game for the Warriors coming into the tournament. Yo-yoing around, Andrew Shook gives it up right-hand side to Chad Den Boer. Working to Jordan Hack. He's in the lane a long time. Gets out just in time, apparently. Derek Vandegraaff, number 51, 6'3", with the ball at the point. A little move around, as noted earlier. Sean Tudor handling it down low on the block and intercepted. Jan De Boer gives it up. Schildmeier around Sean Tudor. 2-on-1. John Lamsma up and over the rim. Unable to make that. It's going to be a foul from behind. As John Lamsma is going to be called for his. And the second team foul will go against John Lamsma. And checking in for the Warriors, number 22, Tyler Lyon, junior 6'4" post player. Full court pressure now, trying to slow things down and create some turnovers. Jordan Hack goes back to get the ball, gives it back to Den Boer. Den Boer on the right hand side. Vandegraaff in front of me and the referee blocking my view. And he's shook now. Out to Vandegraaff. Free throw line fake. Out here left. They've got a 10-point lead, 27-17, with just under 5 minutes to go. And that's going to be good for Jordan Hack. Fouled on the play. Kings West cheers, trying to influence the referee. To the line, Jordan Hack trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play, and does. Tyler Lyon inbounds the ball to Reeves, who gives it to Stan Moore. Moore now top of the key. Reeves left, right high. Schildmeier comes around as Tyler Lyon loading on the right wing. Bounce out to Schildmeier, works against Jordan Hack, baseline the block, and a nice move by Eric Bright, who had good offense for the Warriors to climb back in this ball game, and it's an 11-point game now, 30-19 across midcourt in the gold with maroon trim. Number 32, Andrew Shook, gives it up to Derek Vandegraaff. Vandegraaff out to Sean Tudor. And Andrew shoots against Stan Moore. Handing off a little bit of modified weave there. Derek Vandegraaff, right-hand side. Chad Vandenborg tries this effort. Rebound, and a good play by Stan Moore is not going to go rewarded as a foul is going to be called. And you see that among these great officials at this tournament. There's a mistake made if you've got a perspective. My angle was slightly different from the call he made. It was an automatic. And to the free throw line, Derek Vandegraaff. As Dan Moore whistled for his second foul. And Sean Tudor will step down for Matthew Hack. Junior saw some first half action along with his brother Jordan Hack. Second shot by Vandegraaff is good. It's a 32-19 ball game. Halfway through the third period. Here comes Stan Moore to split the difference of the 2-3 zone. Backs out, goes left to Jesse Moore. Jesse Reeves. Moore to Reeves. Schildmeier now. Lyons underneath right. And he puts it up off the heel. Going high for the rebound, Stan Moore, but it's going to be Andrew Schutt to bring it down. With a 13-point lead, 3.5 coming up as he crosses the line. Shoot Yogi against Stan Moore. Man-to-man defense. Here comes Matthew Hack around the pick. Looks for an option. Good job getting it back out to his brother, Jordan. Hack gets it up to Shoot. Looks the difference left-hand side. Jordan Hack on the baseline. Has to go in the corner and Stan Moore. Good defense. And alertly, Andrew Schutt bounces it off Moore and gets himself an inbound play. Here comes John Lansman and David Steele for Stan Moore and Eric Bright. 3:17 to go here in the third period. 32-19. Sunnyside Christian Knights leading with a 24-1 record. At stake, a date in the final. Tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, Matthew Hack tries to drive the lane, and they're going to call everything down there. And adapting to these officials can be difficult when each one seems to see it differently. 3:11 to go in the third period. And already, 5 team fouls against Kings West. Matthew Hock to shoot 2. Misses his first. Got 3 fouls against Schildmeier. 1 against Bright, who's on the bench right now. Jesse Reeves has 2. And 4 of the Knights just kicked back. 3-0 on defense. 33-19 on the made free throw by Matthew Hock. 1-for-2 on that trip to the line. Halfling Steels and Lyons. Steels saves the ball. Has Reeves to give it to at the point. Matthew Hock defending with Chad Vandenberg. Reeves now going against Matthew. Steels right-hand side. Medium post for Eric Bright. It's going to roll off the foot of a Sunnyside Christian player. And it will be red ball along the baseline. In front of the WIAA sign. WIAA, the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association, sponsoring this and the other basketball tournaments, including the 3A going up at Tacoma Dome. Been there many times, and there's something special about this B-school tournament here at Spokane. In 80 years, one of the longest in the Western region, and 50 years hosted by Spokane, and we're at the gorgeous new Spokane Arena, which is a wonderful facility. 3,500 fans jammed it in last night, and there's a bit more here today, split between the other semifinal, Sprague Harbor, down in the third period to Cusick, 33-20. Royer ACH reserving their spot. All the teams get the chance to medal here, winner and loser. Kings West wants to be the winner, down by 14 now against a methodical Sunnyside Christian team. Been strong in the first period and strong in the early going in the third period. 2:11 to go in that third period. And Denberg gets the ball down the lane, gets his own rebound, but no, Schildmeier brings it down, shuffles it off to Reeves coming down the right hand side. 2 minutes to go, and he's gets bumped as he puts it in. They're going to say no as the foul was on the floor. Matthew Hock wants that going his way, trying to protect the starters. big one for the team, says Coach Dean Wagoner. He's learned the lesson. And they are going to give it to him. 1:58 of the clock. And two team fouls against Sunnyside Christian as Tyler Lyons sits down and some very good minutes for the Warriors. And back in for Sunnyside, Sean Tudor, number 20, sitting down, Chad Denberg. Jesse Reeves inbounds the ball in front of a camera operator. A lot of coverage here locally, too. David Skills baseline. Backs away and a rebound by number 32, Andrew Schutter. He gets slammed in there. They're going to call no foul or anything, but let's just get the ball to the nice end goal. And here comes Stan Moore. He'll replace David Skills. Good minutes for the junior. I'm sorry, sophomore. Two sophomores on the team, Tyler Olson and David Skills. Tyler Lyons, Drew Moy, the solid juniors, complementing the seven seniors on this Kings Warriors squad. First ever to come to state. And they're battling here to keep alive for the championship game. They're short of a medal here after their two wins in a row. And Matthew Hawk shakes and bakes and goes left. And kicks the ball out to Sean Tudor. Tudor, the senior point guard. Out to this fellow senior post, Derek Vandegraaff. Matthew Hawk yo-yoing now. Stanmore closing in the middle of the circle. Bounce pass left to Vandegraaff. A lot of room, Vandegraaff, lots of options. Takes his time. Nice pick by Shute, and Matthew Hawk takes over. Stan Moore on him. High three pressure, and coming out of Sean Tudor from the baseline. Good fundamental play in front of Coach Dean Wagoner. The boys are playing good basketball, both teams. With a lead, 33-19, under a minute to go in the third period. Vandegraaff dribbles into the corner. Eric Bright on him, bounce pass, a weave situation is number 32, Andrew Shute against Jesse Reeves, pulling him with his feet, guarding with his hands. 33-19 and 40 seconds to go. The Knights are working for that last shot, you think. John Lamson with the ball. In the corner to Matthew Hawk. Looks left, dribbles right along that half-court line. We're at 31 seconds. Eric Bright now. Nice pressure and Vandegraaff. Good composure by the senior post. Senior against senior. Out to Jordan Hack. And there's a senior. Trying to show his brother along the blocks. Tries to work it in, but it's going to be Adam Schildmeier to hustle it down, and Stan Moore gets the credit for the rebound. 13 seconds on the clock at the cross half court. Right side, the red attacking toward the curtain on this east court. Jesse Reeves works for the three-point shot. Schildmeier stretches for the rebound, but good ball control by Andrew Shute, bringing it down as the clock expires and the horn sounds. No one scored in that last set, so they check back in the third period with a 33-19 game. This game is going fast. And Tomas needs an RBI game of the week. Here at Spokane Arena, the B School Tournament Championship game tomorrow night. And these two teams vying for their place against the undefeated Willapa Vikings. Willapa Valley from the western side of the state.